to the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome back to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. We are so excited that you are joining us every day, and we hope that you guys are having a fantastic Saturday today. And so before we get started, I'm going to introduce our guests for you today. We're going to be talking about getting ready, one to go before the Lord. We're going to jump into what that is. But before we get started, special guest, what is your first name?
Ireland.
And Ireland, what grade are you in?
Second.
And what is your favorite thing about second grade?
That I get to learn new things that I didn't know before in first grade.
Can you give me anything that sticks out right away in your mind where you're like, that, I've gotten to learn that?
Learning about how to take care of other people and to give them a medicine.
Okay. Love it. And so, Ireland, what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Getting to see my family. And getting to see my cousins.
What do you like to do with your cousins?
We like to go downstairs and play, like, soccer, like, fun, like, tag, and other fun games, like hide and seek.
So it sounds like you guys are good at, like, burning up energy together, right? Yep, you're like, let's play it, let's do it all. So we're talking a lot this Christmas season about adventures and kind of this adventure of Christmas. Can you tell me, Ireland, what is one of your favorite adventures that you've been on?
We got to go to Fair Oaks Farm, and we got to see a lot of cows and pigs and animals.
I've always wanted to go there, so it's a pretty fun place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get to drink any chocolate milk?
For breakfast.
Ooh, there you go. That sounds like a very fun adventure. And so when you go on these kinds of adventures, whether it's that one or any of them, what do you most like about going on adventures?
To get to stay there for like a week or 3 days, and also getting to like sleep there and wake up, and we get like a big breakfast because most hotels have a lot of like breakfasts. So yeah, they have a big tray and stuff for you.
Oh, yes. So you enjoy kind of like the experience of not having to move around all the time. You get to stay at one place, just get to enjoy that, get to enjoy these breakfasts. So kind of having like a relaxing time, it sounds like. So when you go on these kind of adventures, what do you like the least? Like you're like, oh, adventures. They're just hard because what? What do you think?
When my parents tell me something that we're going to do that makes me super excited. And then something happens and then we can't do it anymore.
Yes. Disappointment and a change of plans. That would probably be mine. Yep. That's sad. But your heart was all like fluttering because it was like, yes, 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 yes. And then it's like, oh, no, 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 no. That is sad. So here's what we're talking about today. We are going to be talking about how the angel promised Zechariah and Elizabeth a special son who would grow up to get the people ready for Jesus. Do you remember that son's name?
John.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Is that a familiar name to you? Have you ever heard of that name for someone?
Yeah.
You got a big smile. That's true. It is a familiar name, right? And he was going to have a special job. And so I have a quick question for you. Can you think of a couple different ways that your family gets ready for Christmas? Like, what do you guys do to prepare for Christmas?
We get to buy a lot of food for our family because when they come over, we have a lot of guests at our house.
Yep.
And also, like, decorating the tree and make sure, because our family is, like, a big one for Christmas, so we, like, do a lot of big things. And we, like, get to decorate the tree and put out stuff outside.
So that's a lot of preparation, right? You're like, so it sounds like you gotta get the house ready. You have to have food so that everyone doesn't get hangry when they come over to your house for Christmas celebrations, right? And all these different ways of like preparing. I think in today's story, we're going to find out how God got the people ready for that first Christmas. And so they had to prepare too. And so most of us today, we're in a season of preparing, getting things ready, ready to celebrate, and we are starting our celebrations, right? But it takes some time and effort. All right, so Ireland, tell me, where are we in the Bible as we're getting ready? Tell me, who are we talking about today?
Zechariah and Elizabeth.
Tell me about them. What were they doing? What was this day, like when we come to read about them today, what were they doing that day?
Praying so they could have a child.
Mm-hmm. Because did they have any children?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet, right? They're good at, God is going to give them one, but right now they have no children. And how do you think that made them feel?
Kind of sad.
Yeah. And Zechariah, his job was something that we call a priest. And so when we come into the story today, because were they old or were they young?
Old.
When we come into the story today, you're exactly right. We see that they have been serving God faithfully, and he is about to step into the heart of God's temple for the only time in his life to have this responsibility. And so although he's old and godly and he's kind of hurting from having no children, it's a big day for him. And so we're going to look out in the passage that you're going to read for us that God had a job for the baby he was going to tell them that they were going to have, right? And so we're going to go ahead and read Luke chapter 1, verses 11 through 17.
Then on the right side of incense table, an angel of the Lord came and stood before Zechariah. When he saw the angel, Zechariah was confused and frightened. But the angel said to him, "Zechariah, don't be afraid. Your prayer has been heard by God. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give birth to a son. You will name him John. You will be very happy. Many people will be happy because of his birth. John will be a great man for the Lord. He will never drink wine or beer. Even at the time John is born, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will help many people of Israel return to the Lord. Their God, he himself will go first before the Lord. John will be powerful in spirit like Elijah. He will make peace between fathers and their children. He will bring those who are obeying God back to the right way of thinking. He will make people ready for the coming of the Lord. Luke 1, verse 11 through 17.
So that's a pretty long passage, right? And you did a great job reading it. And what do we see here that John is going to get ready for, people for? They're giving him kind of like a big job, right? They just listed a whole bunch of things where he's like, all right, hey, let's start with this. Can you imagine that an angel just appears to you by the incense table and you're like, oh, hey, what do you think that would feel like?
I would feel scared and
totally
a little like nervous.
Yeah, right? You're like, why are you? Right? And so that's exactly, I think Zechariah is probably feeling the same way because it says, when he saw the angel, Zechariah was confused and frightened. And so what does the angel say to him? He's like, don't be afraid. Sometimes I wonder if that worked. Like if the angel had just this warmth to his voice where they had to say was don't be afraid and then it calmed their hearts. Because sometimes I feel like those words, I would have been like, oh no, I'm still kind of afraid, but thanks for telling me not to be. And he says, your prayer has been heard by God. You're going to have a son. And then he goes on to tell them what he's going to do. What are some of the things that John was going to do?
He will never drink
any kind of alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so why do you think that they were like, hey, this is going to be a special part of his life. He's not going to have alcohol. Any ideas?
Maybe Jesus doesn't want him to drink it because maybe he's not the kind of man who is like, who... Like, maybe Jesus doesn't want him to, like, drink it because maybe Satan wants him to, or...
You're right. I think it could distract him, maybe, right? And so he's saying, actually, you have such an important job that you're going to abstain from alcohol. That's not going to be a part of your story, so that you can stay focused on what your job is. What are some of the other things that he says? What's he going to do right here?
Well, he will help many people of Israel return to the Lord their God.
So he's saying like, all right, there's been a whole bunch of people that are no longer following God, but they're God's people, but they don't even know him. They've turned their hearts against him. And so he has a special job of being able to talk to the Israelites, of being able to say, hey, turn your heart back to God. Your heart is going in one direction and it needs to make a total turnaround to follow after the Lord. What are a couple other things he's going to do?
He will make people really ready for the coming of the Lord.
Right. And so that's a pretty special job, right? Like, what if an angel came and said, hey, Ireland, your job is going to be to make people ready for the coming of the Lord. You're going to help people to obey God, go back to their right way of thinking. You're going to help them return. You're going to be powerful in spirit. You're going to make peace between fathers and their children. That's a big job, don't you think? Yes. Mm-hmm. And so John had a very, very special job and a role in this. And so we see how Zechariah felt when the angel surprised him. We see that John has a huge job. What do you think Zechariah felt? So he felt scared and confused, but what do you think he felt right after this?
Kind of a little confused and a little like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think he started to doubt a little bit. We're going to see in the next couple days kind of how Zechariah responded to this. And so one of the things I think that's super important and it's very exciting to think about is how special John was and the adventure and the mission that he was given to be able to prepare God's people. And so today, I'm hoping that as everyone's going about getting your world ready and your Christmas ready, that you continue to think of how you can prepare your hearts for getting ready for the Lord. And really, we see that there's a couple things that we can kind of learn from this too. Are our hearts far from God or do they need to return to God? Are they at peace with God or are they kind of like fighting against something that God is doing? Are we getting along with our family? Are there things that really that show that our hearts are calm, that they're at peace and they're connected to the people around us? And so my hope today is that that can be something that you're focusing on in your journey and adventure to Christmas of what it looks like for you to be getting your heart ready. And so Ireland, would you do me a favor and can you close us in prayer for today?
Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day we got to have and that a lot of people got to go to church today and we got to have food and that we get to worship you today, Lord, and that everybody stays safe and that everybody doesn't be mean to other people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, and can you close our time today by just wishing all of our listeners Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll see you back here again tomorrow.